Welcome to Life Talk, a series of thought-provoking podcasts specifically developed to thoroughly enrapture, dynamically expand, and potentially enrich your life by challenging your heart. And now, here's Craig.
You know this thing called hope? I think it's a life essential. Hope is essentially essential. Without question, it's a need which distances itself markedly from the dramatically less important want. It is indeed a need of the most dramatic and critical proportions. Hope is powerful, but it's fragile all at once. It can sustain us in the most torrential times, but it can likewise be fleeting, evasive, and even altogether absent. Sometimes hope looks convincing. At other times, hope looks foolish in the stuff of misty-eyed dreamers or those too fearful to face reality. We desperately desire it, but then often question it when it shows up. Hope is an interesting thing arising from some primal place deep within us. Hope is one of those things whose absence undermines the entirety of our existence and our ability to exist. Think about it. Take away hope, and what's left? Without hope, there is no reason to work or sacrifice or plan, as there is nothing that will come of any of those efforts. But you know, I think hope sees a future when we can't. Hope holds out a promise that there exists something ahead that makes the present worthwhile. It's a lifeline of sorts, thrown into the churning and foaming seas of our days and our weeks, allowing us to believe that swimming against the forces arrayed against us is ultimately worthwhile. Hope frequently whispers, and it sometimes screams, it will work out when we have no ability to see anything working out. If we remove hope, we have nothing. If we then have nothing, our very survival is in question. Someone in antiquity once wrote, without a vision, the people perish. If we cannot believe that something lies ahead, we cannot tolerate what lies around us. If we cannot believe that there is a rationale suitable enough for what we're doing and where we're investing our lives, why do it? We must have hope in the same way that we must have oxygen and food. I would suggest that we need hope as a core attitude. Hope is an attitude that is as natural a part of our humanity as any other part. When everything appears bleak and forlorn, hope does not succumb. It's that tenacious thing that defies reality and courts the impossible. It's relentless in stomping out negativity and in building in possibilities. Whenever and wherever it's dark, hope casts a light. When it's cold and damp, hope burns warm against the gray. When circumstances cloud our vision, hope cuts a sure line of vision through it. If we embrace it, it cannot be killed, it will not be deterred, and it is far too bold to be thwarted. Hope has held on throughout human history, raising up individuals and entire nations at times when it appeared that certain failure and pending doom were all but a matter of time. It has been the song of heroes and heroines alike. Hope captivated hearts and minds, taking hold of people in situations where surrender seemed the only sane option. It is called corporate humanity to feats deemed unreachable, lifting us to heights that display the wonder of our inherent humanity. Hope has been relentless since the dawn of time, being as strong and viral today as it has ever been, writing magnificent stories across the pages of histories that can be our stories as well. Let's think about what hope does. Hope strikes at the very root of the notion of futility, that all of life's efforts are useless and doomed to failure. It rides hard against the mentality of ruthless indifference, where we admit to hopelessness, surrender to failure, and fall into whatever coma the situation dictates. Hope has the audacious job of refusing to believe what life would frequently say to us. Hope has a powerful transforming effect, turning us around to believe when we found no reason to believe. When we were consumed with surrender, it makes surrender something putrid and the stuff of fools. Hope has the power to raise us up when we had no desire to be raised up. It calls us to something beyond our own humanity, even when we fear going there, to heights that defy whatever our circumstances are. At times it all seems silly and naive, emboldening us to stand when standing seems the epitome of foolishness. But hope is not foolish. It's based on the power of the human spirit and the vastness of existence. Hope speaks to the cooperative effort of life standing with us against what we cannot stand against alone. Hope is bigger than we are. It's something larger joining us to overcome when we alone could not overcome. While it's part of something grander than we are, it's something nonetheless fully accessible to us. It is a grand thing, a powerful thing, and a sorely unused and underestimated thing. And so I would suggest to you, it's time to hope. We stand in times when hope's being lost. The economy around us continues to spin and spiral to levels unknown. Lives and homes are dissolving in the wake of an economy whirling and a value system diminishing. It's here. In these places, we must seize hope, or more rightly, let it seize us. Hope sees a solution and chants victory with ever-increasing intensity. Whether that's our finances, our marriages, our families, our jobs, our self-image, or whatever it might be, hope speaks hope into all of it. May you find hope today, or more appropriately, may it find you.
Thank you for joining us for Life Talk. For further information or additional resources, please visit www.craiglpc.com.